This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik and Juliet Jacobs. Today's last day of the working week. We're going to bring you two stories to keep you company this hour. First up, with the COVID-19 pandemic continuing in large parts of the world, increasing awareness on its spread and impact remains vital. One group of people has come up with an innovative and accessible way to do this through a graphic novel.
Yes, and in our second story, we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. Countries around the world are on lockdown, yet we're still hearing reports of women getting sexually harassed. So we're going to be discussing sexual harassment during the MCO and how to deal with it. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, we always love to hear from you. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. But now on to our first story. With the COVID-19 pandemic still a major cause of concern for most parts of the world, it remains extremely important to continue creating awareness on how the disease spreads, how to prevent transmissions, how to identify symptoms, and how medical workers are dealing with the situation. Mm-hmm. But you know, that glut of information can often be overwhelming for the average person, I think for any person really. And one company, however, is taking an innovative and extremely accessible approach by creating graphic novels.
Yes, so the One World, One Fight graphic novel is an initiative by Singapore-based company Gen Z Group, which aims to spread awareness about COVID-19 by covering essential topics in a simple, clear and visually appealing way. And as the company already creates educational graphic novels, it seems like a really natural move for them.
Yes, but what makes this initiative special is that they are making the graphic novels available completely for free online and are encouraging anyone who might benefit from the material to download and use them for awareness. And thus far, the project has been self-funded by the company.
So the graphic novels are based on the Handbook of COVID-19 Prevention and Treatment by the Global Medi-Exchange for Combating COVID-19. Not such an enthralling read as I think you can imagine. This handbook covers various aspects of managing the pandemic, from prevention measures, testing and treatment to the safety of medical workers and even psychological impact. So the graphic novels are, you know, based on those similar issues as well.
That's right. And there are 5 issues planned in total for the graphic novel, with the first one coming, going to be released today, actually. And so far, the first issue has been translated into 9 languages other than English and Chinese. And this includes Japanese, Korean, Hindi, Malay, Turkish, German, Arabic, Tamil, and Vietnamese. And they are, however, still aiming to do as many more translations as possible to reach as many communities around the world as they can.
Meanwhile, they seem to have done a lot to make sure the visuals themselves were of high quality, like any good graphic novel should be. So the artist behind the illustrations is a popular illustrator from China known as The Revolver, who made his name doing thriller, suspense and horror graphic novels.
And unlike many of the articles and infographics and reports that have been published about COVID-19, what One World, One Fight, this particular graphic novel manages to do is put a very relatable face to all, to all of the information. It's narrated in a story format with various characters who are experiencing the pandemic, and all the information is presented in a simple, straightforward and very, very digestible manner. Meanwhile, the visuals are very beautifully done and, like all good graphic novels, tells a story of their own, on their own.
So to learn
more about this graphic novel series, I got in touch with the president of Gen Z Group, Tiffany Liu, and I started off by asking her how the idea to publish a COVID-19 awareness graphic novel began.
Our company, Gen Z Group, is an educational media company that hopes to actually explain complex concepts through graphic novels. We usually focus on investor education because the entire team has a background in finance. But because of the current situation, we decided that, maybe we should do something about COVID-19. And it was when we actually came across the creative brief by the United Nations. So United Nations actually announced that they are calling out to the creatives globally, that they feel that we are in an unprecedented situation and the normal rules no longer apply. Mm-hmm. We cannot resort to the usual tools in such unusual times. So I specifically remember that the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, he actually said that the creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis. And we thought, wow, yeah, you know, it is pretty true. Like, it is time for us to really think and be creative on how we can actually help on alleviating the situation. So then we know that we can create coffee novels because that's what we have been doing. And then we know that, you know, COVID-19 is a concept that we can draw because there are many people that have been drawing stuff about COVID-19. But what's unique about us is that we decided to actually adapt a handbook created by Chinese doctors about the best measures they have put in place in China during the past 3 months, because China is the first country that actually handled the entire crisis. And then they actually had a lot of great experiences, learned from their mistakes, and earned a lot of lessons that is actually helpful to the rest of the world. So then we decided to adapt that handbook and make a 5-episode graphic novel that explains the messages in the handbook through a story, basically.
Okay. And I mean, that's wonderful that, you know, you responded to, you know, the call from the UN. Is this something that is being self-funded then?
Yes. So currently, we created, I would say, 1.5 episodes. And then these are completely self-funded by the company right now. But we are also calling out to the public to raise funds for the public as well. So we actually set up a crowdfunding site. And then we are actually raising funds there. Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit more? I mean, just going back to the book, can you tell me a little bit more about the artist, you know, behind all the creations?
Yes. So the artist is actually a Chinese artist, and he called himself The Revolver.
Okay.
He has been creating artworks for, I think, the past 10 years in China. And he started off as an illustrator in basically the design space, and it was not involved. He was not involved with the graphic novel space, but because of pure passion, and then he then transited into this and has been creating a lot of graphic novels that's published in China. We found him through mutual friends, and then we thought, because he likes to draw very realistic and then a bit more gloomy kind of style.
Mm.
And then in the past, he has actually created one graphic novel on hospitals as well. So we thought that, you know, he might be the right person to engage.
You know, that was actually my next question. You know, why use a graphic novel format in the first place?
So The interesting thing is, so one of our co-founders, Shinya Taguchi, he's a Japanese, and we all know that graphic novel is a huge thing in Japan.
Mm, that's right.
So yeah, so since he was like really young, like probably 5 or 6, he has been reading graphic novels, and he felt like he actually learned a lot of knowledge outside of classrooms through graphic novels, and it's a much more accepted kind of learning for the younger generation as well. So he thought that, you know, if we continue to use the traditional format, like, for example, a research paper on COVID-19 or a video on COVID-19 with a doctor explaining the pathology and symptoms, it will not really attract, like, a new crowd to read it or understand more about COVID-19. You will just be attracting those people who are already interested in the topic.
Mm.
But graphic novel being a very new format to explain this concept, we can actually attract a new crowd of people to learn more about COVID-19.
Okay, and you know, how is this graphic novel being made available?
It's mainly available digitally right now, but we do have some offline channels. So online, firstly, the Jack Ma Foundation and Alibaba Foundation's joint initiative, the GMCC, which stands for Global Media Exchange for Combat COVID-19. They are publishing our graphic novel episode by episode. We are also on a German newspaper. we are on this really interesting thing in China, which is a cloud drive for printer. And then they actually uploaded our graphic novel onto the cloud drive. So every family with their printer can actually print out the graphic novel to read at home.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yes, it's very interesting. And we are also in talks with a German publisher. So they are actually interested to basically publish the graphic novel once the 5 episodes are done. And of course, we are also distributing via all the social media channels. So like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We actually made a video format for the graphic novel. And then, of course, also publishing our websites.
Okay, that's wonderful. And, you know, you've currently translated the graphic novel into about 9 languages. What were your experiences, you know, with translating?
This is actually the really tedious but at the same time fun part of creating the graphic novel. So actually at this moment we have 14 languages and all versions can be found on our website. So we actually had volunteers from 14 countries translating it for us for free. So what we do is that we actually basically call out for volunteers on our website, social media, and then they just came from all over the place, like Belgium, Italy, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia. Everywhere globally, they came together and then they said, you know what, we will help to translate. And then we will send them the template, they will translate it back to us, and then we will pass it to the typesetter to put into the graphic novel. But the tedious part is, I'm only fluent in Chinese and English, so I can't check any of the translation. If you give me something in Malay, you know, I can't tell anything.
Oh dear, yeah.
So then we have to find another person to cross-check before we actually publish it. So it then makes, you know, the whole process actually takes quite a bit of time. And then we also realized that it's actually not easy to put some of the languages into the graphic novel. For example, German words being known to be excessively long can't exactly fit into the original speech bubbles, etc. And then we have to make like quite a bit of adjustments to make it still look aesthetically nice.
Yeah. Okay. All these hidden challenges that suddenly came up, yeah, during the translation. But I mean, that's wonderful and it's great that it's gone global. But what are your future plans for this novel?
So we are still really actively engaging different type of institutions to see whether they are interested to share the graphic novel with their people. Because, China has already gone past the most critical stage, but many countries in the world, especially the developing countries, the challenge actually really just started. So we really hope to spread the words and then the graphic novel to as many countries and reach as many people as possible. So right now we have been sending out emails to government agencies and then also to foundations from different parts of the world. So we actually really appreciate this interview because this is a great way for us to call out to people as well. And we give out the content completely for free. Mm-hmm. So anyone, anywhere can ask for the graphic novel's original files from us. And we are happy, you know, to let them post to whatever it is.
Okay, wonderful. And you're planning more translation to increase its reach, am I correct? I mean, what can the rest of us do to help?
We typically need 3 types of help. So the first is, of course, volunteers from different parts of the world to help us translate it. So if you know a really unique language that's not already listed on our website, please reach out to us. We'll be happy, very, very happy to have you translate it for us. Secondly, we need help for distribution. So if you have channels, traditional or online media, whichever, let us know. Happy to provide the content for distribution as well. And lastly, will be funding. So we hope to create 5 episodes because that's after like planning the plot, etc. We feel that that's like the most comfortable lens to convey all the messages. But we don't have enough funding at the moment. So we are still raising for about 30,000 Singapore dollars to complete this.
So that was Tiffany Liu, the president of the Gen Z Group, who are the publishers of the One World, One Fight graphic novel. And I mean, just speaking to her and hearing how kind she was, you know, how lovely they all banded together to do this, you know, for free, no less, you know, incurring all the costs themselves. It was really, really heartwarming to hear. And I really hope that more people support this initiative as well.
And it's great because it's actually something practically useful that you could use. You could use for perhaps, say, your friends and family. The art is beautiful, and I like the idea of using a graphic novel. It's so accessible and so relatable for everyone.
Yeah, and you know, everyone is looking for different ways to disseminate this information, right? So, I mean, this is something, like you said, for family. It could be even for children. It could be for even maybe the elderly. Who knows, right? Everyone can kind of benefit from this format.
And the idea of translating it into so many different languages and more to come makes it even more accessible, because it's really important that you don't just have materials in a few main languages, which then leaves out a lot of other communities around the world.
And we've seen that happening, isn't it? You know, the information is not being, you know, things like social distancing, for example. You know, we're not seeing that being passed down to, you know, all those phrases, flatten the curve and all
so,
of that.
That's a great point, because visually it's so much easier to explain what that means.
Exactly. And, you know, for kids, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of, this is a great way to get them to understand what's actually happening.
That's right. And I'm sure this would be very useful for kids. I see the language is very simple. It's very appealing, but there are quite a number of COVID-19 books for kids that are already freely available as well. Another one that I'd like to highlight, and I highly recommend, you can also download it. It's called A Kid's Book About COVID-19. It's by Malia Jones. Also very visually appealing, not comic style, but infographics. So very stark colours and words that jump out at you, but also very easy to understand.
That's great. Yeah, so I guess, you know, everyone's just trying to make sense of it, so we're all just looking for ways that appeal to us the most. So the first full issue of the One World, One Fight graphic novel on COVID-19 awareness will be out this evening. Just head on over to genzgroup.org to download it or to share it. And tomorrow they will also be releasing a simple animated version of the novel. And as Tiffany said, they are still looking for both volunteers to help with translations or potential collaborators to increase the project's reach. So if you'd like to help, again, the website is genzgroup.org, or you can email tiffany@genzclub.org.
That's all the time we have for this story. If you'd like to share any thoughts with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll take a quick break and come back with our second story for you. Do stay tuned, but first, here's Words by Bee Gees, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.